God loves stories. This is Father Scott Seethaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And you know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, can you imagine the power that God will give a person who claims Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? I'm a firm believer that people don't really claim the power of the resurrection. The power of Jesus alive, working in our lives, working behind the scenes. You got to claim the power. I mean, if we don't share the stories of the power of the resurrection, we're not going to be different than the rest of the world. People need to see the power that comes to our lives through Jesus' resurrection and being alive and well right now in our life. Remember, Jesus is alive right now. Right now. You may not be able to see him. You may not be able to hear him. You may not be able to touch him, but Jesus, right here, right now, is alive. And he works in big and little ways. And every Friday, I like to share a story that reflects the power of God working in our life. Okay? It's not necessarily a direct story about Jesus working a miracle, but because God doesn't break into our life from the outside, God breaks out of our life from the inside. Jesus is in our heart. The kingdom of God is within. Jesus is working on us morning, noon, and night, you know, without us realizing it. For example, no one can say, this is St. Paul in Corinthians, no one can say that Jesus is Lord unless moved by the Holy Spirit. So we're not even capable of saying the name of Jesus unless the Holy Spirit moves us to do so. So a lot of things we do that we might want to claim, we did it all on our own. That's not true. Not the good things. God motivates us, inspires us, shows us, opens doors for us, gives us incredible amount of strength and courage, faith, hope, and love to be able to perform like Christians are supposed to perform. What's a Christian? A little Christ, a miniature Christ. To be able, right here, right now, at this moment in the history of the world, in the history of Christianity, to make God real for people. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. And thank God it's Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. Thank God Sunday, the day we celebrate the resurrection, Saturday. Claim that, okay? God loves stories. The story. What is the Bible? The story of God working in the history of his creatures. The lives of the Jewish people, the lives of the Christian people, his disciples, how he brought about good news, not bad news, how he brought about the resurrection. Good Friday is not the end of the story. What does St. Paul say? If Jesus died and did not rise from the dead, we're the most pitiable of people. So, I have a story for you. It's a very lovely story. Maybe after you hear the story, you'll wonder, well, how is that a story that makes the point that you're driving home so with so much vehemence every Friday? Well, if you don't catch it, I'll share it with you, okay? Ignace Jan Paderewski, the famous composer-pianist, was scheduled to perform at a great concert hall in America. It was an evening to remember. Black tuxedos and long evening dresses. A high society extravaganza. Present in the audience that evening was a mother with her fidgety 9-year-old son. Weary of waiting, he squirmed constantly in his seat. His mother was in hopes that her son would be encouraged to practice the piano if he could just hear the immortal Paderewski at the keyboard. So against his wishes, he had come. As she turned to talk with friends, her son could stay seated no longer. He slipped away from her side, strangely drawn to the ebony concert grand Steinway and his leather tough stool on the huge stage flooded with blinding lights. Without much notice from the sophisticated audience, the boy sat down at the stool, staring wide-eyed at the black and white keys. He placed his small, trembling fingers in the right location and began to play Chopsticks. The roar of the crowd was hushed as hundreds of frowning faces pointed in his direction. Irritated and embarrassed, they began to shout, "Get that boy away from there! Who'd bring a kid that young in here? Where's his mother? Somebody stop him!" Backstage, the master overheard the sounds out front and quickly put together in his mind what was happening. Hurriedly, he grabbed his coat and rushed toward the stage. Without one word of announcement, he stooped over behind the boy, reached around both sides, and began to improvise a counter-melody to harmonize with and enhance Chopsticks. As the two of them played together, Paderewski kept whispering in the boy's ear, "Keep going, don't quit. Keep on playing, don't stop, don't quit." More of the story? And so it is with us. We hammer away on our project, which seems about as significant as Chopsticks in a concert hall. And about the time we are ready to give up, along comes the master who leans over and whispers, "Now keep going, don't quit. Keep on, don't stop, don't quit," as he improvises on our behalf, providing just the right touch at just the right moment. If there's anybody out there listening to me today who is on the verge of quitting, ready to give up because of health problems, because of aging problems, because you haven't been able to find a job yet, ready to give up because your children hasn't turned out the way you want and one of them has broken your heart, ready to walk away from an important responsibility, listen to me. It's Friday. God is with you. You're not going to have to face this alone. God will improvise. He'll give you strength. He'll give you courage. You got to remember this story. Don't quit. Never, 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 never give up. During some of the darkest moments, when life seemed to be unbearable, when it looks like it was going to be completely crushed, God worked powerfully. Can you imagine Pearl Harbor after the attack? Can you imagine after 9/11, after the attack? Can you imagine what happens when there's a terrible forest fire or a hurricane and your home is completely blown away or your church is blown away? Yeah, it would be tempted to just throw your hands up in the air and quit. But it's Friday. And Friday always points to Sunday. And what is it about Sunday? The day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you believe with all your heart that Jesus walked out of the tomb, then all bets are off. All bets are off that our world is just going to self-destruct. All bets are off that the enemies of God and of good people are going to win. Do you believe that? I mean, that's what your faith has to teach you. You have to believe that where sin abounds, this is from Paul, his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, where sin abounds, grace more abounds. You have to believe as weak, as frail, as uneducated, that God will use you. Just like Paderewski used that little boy who was playing chopsticks. Out of his great understanding of the embarrassment that it would have caused the boy and the boy's mother if he would have just driven the boy from the stage, he used what the little boy was able to play, chopsticks. Almost anybody can learn chopsticks in a couple of seconds. But when he improvised, he made something beautiful. When you say to Jesus Christ, risen Savior, use me. Use me the way you want to use me. Help me to be the way without getting in the way. Help me not to quit. Help me not to give up. Then he will use you. He'll use you in an amazing way because he'll give you amazing grace. All right, here's today's food for thought, all right? Written by the Greek philosopher Seneca. He wrote, sometimes even to live is an act of courage. Boy, I bet there's people out there right now saying, isn't that the truth? And I would join the chorus, yeah. Sometimes even to live is an act of courage. So claim that. Claim that gift of the Holy Spirit. Here's today's prayer partner. Pray for people who have cancer. That's a scary word. When they hear the C word, some people go to pieces. There's great technological developments in overcoming cancer. Many, many more people survive cancer, live a good life. But nonetheless, to hear that you have cancer is very, very frightening. Please pray for people who have cancer, whatever type of cancer it is. Pray that they will not give up. They won't quit. That they'll trust in God. They'll work to find out if it's God's will for them to live longer or if it's God's will for them to go home soon. So we pray for all cancer patients. May God bless them. Here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. One day, a father of a teenager said to the teenager, you know what? We should lower the voting age to 14. That's when teenagers know everything. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Just let me know you listen to the program. I'd love to hear from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions, and I will storm heaven with you and for you. If you can help me keep my hospital for the poor and sick open, way down south in one of the poorest places in Mexico, Oaxaca, Mexico, make a check out to TASH, stands for the Anacetar Hospital, TASH, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And I always encourage people to visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.